Okay, so today we start some Kufiyut Dalet, the halacha of Mechiras Chametz. The halacha is that anybody who keeps Chametz in his Rishus, even if he was Mevatel it, because we don't rely on the Bittel, at least on the Rabbanon level, he's over an Isser every second that he has the Chametz. Because of that, so there's a minig, especially in cases where a person has a large amount of Chametz, to go sell the Chametz to a Goy before Pesach, so that he's not going to be over on Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh, because it doesn't belong to him. The sale has to be done in a way that's not a chukah v'tlula. It's not just a hoax. It has to be done with a proper contract for a proper amount of money, written up with all of the details. The way that it works is that you generally sell on credit. You give the goy gives a mashkon, and then you do the rest of it on credit. You tell him that after Pesach, so you have to pay the rest. Afterwards, you give him the option as to whether he wants to pay the rest of the money or whether he wants his mashkon back and to undo the deal, sell it back. And he's given that choice. The chametz that you sell to goy should be it's not supposed to be in the Jew's house. Ideally, it's all supposed to be moved out of the Jew's house, or if not that, then the goy should rent the house, or rent at least the room, or if you can't do the room, then you have to make mechitzas, and you have to have cabinets, and it needs to be marked off, and put into the contract where the chametz is that you're selling to the goy. Also, ideally, whenever it's possible, you should specify what the chametz is, if there's not too much of it, which items of chametz you're selling to the goy. In the contract, also, it has to be that the goy has drisus aregel. It means that you're giving him access. He has the right to go through the house. He's supposed to have access to the keys, at least say where the keys are. You're allowed to take protective measures. Like, let's say that you're selling the guy, you own a liquor factory or you own a liquor store, and you're afraid that the guy is going to go in and help himself to all the liquor, and at the end of the day, he's not going to have the money to pay you, because most of the time he doesn't. It's an exorbitant fee to buy all of that stuff, which people don't have handy. And you're afraid, okay, he's going to go in on Pesach, he's going to drink all of the liquor, and he's not going to be able to pay back. So you're allowed to take measures that it's going to make it more difficult for him to get at the stuff, but he has to know how to do it, and you can't like lock him out or anything like that. He has to know how to do it, but you can take protective measures. Beseder, if the house that I have the chametz in is a rental, so I'm not allowed to rent a rental to somebody or sell a rental to somebody else without permission. The guy who's renting it to me, so ideally I should get permission. If I can't do that, so then I just I can give him the area to store the chametz, but I can't give him the right to stay there or to use it as a makom diur. You also have to write into the contract, I forgot to mention, the Maisa Kinyan that you used in order to be makna the chametz to the guy, as to how it was done. If a person is selling the chametz, his wife, let's say his wife goes to sell the chametz for him, he's out of town, so he should give express instructions that his wife is allowed to do it for him, otherwise there are halachic problems with that as well. You can't make a tenai in the contract that the guy has to sell it back to you. You can't make a tenai that I must buy it back from the guy either at a profit. You can't do any of that. It has to be a choice afterwards. The guy that we're talking about has to be a real guy. Apparently, people made a mistake. They think that, you know, that mummer, since a mummer has certain dinim, that we treat him like a guy, so you could sell the chametz to him. But for this halacha, is that anybody who's born Jewish, even if his mother is Jewish and his mother was a mumeris and she went off and she married a guy, so the kid still has a din of a Jew and he can't be used for the mechiras chametz. If somebody has chametz in transfer, let's say he made an order and it's coming, you know, on a boat or something like that, and now he's in trouble. It might arrive at his doorstep, and chances are maybe he even owns it now, according to if you make the deal a certain way. So what you should do is you should make a kinyan agav karka. You can be makna metaltalin wherever they are. If it shows up at your door, so you should call the guy, and the guy should take care of the UPS bill and pay for it. Similarly, if a guy sends you a gift of chametz that arrives during Pesach, So also you should get a guy to sign on it and take care of it. You shouldn't accept the chametz into your rishus. Finally, there was a problem. People used to own a mill where they would grind grain, and it was normal that as part of the stipend for people using the mill, so then they would leave in the mill a certain amount of grain from their new ground stock for the bottom of the mill. A lot of times that was chametz. So what he says over here is that what a person should do is that for Pesach, you should sell the mill or rent the mill out to somebody else for that period of time. It's not going to be yours, and therefore you won't have the problem of this chametz coming into your rishus. That's the first part of Mechiras Chametz. Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow we'll finish up Mechiras Chametz, and then we get into the halachas of Erev Pesach that comes out on Shabbos.